Fabulous Richard, good morning. How are you, sir?
KQRS! I'm following a Fakakta biscuit commercial.
Fakakta?
You know, in my past, I could sit down and I could eat 14. That's when I was 268 pounds.
Yeah, that's probably a little hefty.
Did you call me hefty?
Well, you were hefty at 260.
Hefty is a bag. Bad people do not like terms like hefty.
Well, what should I use?
Husky.
Oh, didn't you hate that? Because, see, when I was 8 years old, I was 200 pounds, and I had to go to Sears to the Husky department, which Huskies. I thought was they sold dogs. That's why I wrote this cookbook. I'm worried about you.
I know you are, Richard.
I'm worried, Tom. You don't cook.
I cook. I do cook.
What did you cook? What's the last thing you cooked? Tom.
Now, wait a minute.
Pop-Tarts.
I got it. See, I'm a big pasta cooker. I love pasta.
And to be honest with you, since we have an honest relationship, Tom.
Who loves you more than me, Richard?
And my mother. Remember, I travel. I go.
Oh, I
people
know.
See my buns. They touch my legs.
Don't bring that up.
Touch
now.
Me in the morning.
Oh, Christ.
Tom.
I just walk away.
I like it, Richard.
Richard, do you still have cravings for those biscuits and butter?
Yes, I have cravings for Kit Kat bars. I have cravings to sit in someone's couch and find an M&M. and let there be nobody in the room. But my health is more important than those cravings.
Right. Okay, well, what are you going to have for lunch today, Richard?
Lunch today, I'm on a tuna kick.
Tuna's very good. Okay, now, what are you going to have for lunch, though?
For lunch, I'm having tuna. Where were you? Come in.
I know,
Papa,
but what?
Can you hear me?
What other? What are you? You're just not going to open up a can of tuna and eat that.
Papa, can you hear me? No, I make a tuna melt with fat-free ricotta cheese.
Do you ever have a cocktail, ever?
I don't drink.
Yes,
Tom,
sir.
This one is especially for you, Mr. Pop-Tart Breath.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. Skillet, put on the lid. Rich is going to make a little Minneapolis bread. I will come see you. I love you all. God bless you, Tom.
God bless you, Richard.
Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Richard Simmons, ladies and gentlemen. See, you know what's great about guys like that? They're never as big a dork as you think they're going to be.
A little wired.
Nice. Well, he's nuts.
You know, it's like... Fun. Our Rich and him were separated at birth.
Oh, there's no question. Anybody named Rich is crazy.
And they're both on a tuna kick.
No,
that's true.
I mean, Richard Simmons. But anyway, what I'm saying is this. All of you, stop talking to me. I don't even want to talk to you. But he seemed like a very nice, genuine guy.
He's great.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of genuine, I think of Richard Simmons.
Don't you picture him just like he's wearing the boxer shorts with
the tank top
and hair coming out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what I liked about Richard Simmons? He never said, I got to go, I got to do this, I got to do that. He just said, okay, well, I'll see you soon. And that was it. He was gone.
He's got a flair for show business.
An excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best in the business.
Yeah.